You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chickentown, this is the Flopcast, episode 366.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, and happy anniversary, Cornflick.
It's a flop anniversary.
This is our Flopcast anniversary show.
Happy flop-iversary, Kevin.
It's been 7 years of flopcasting this week.
Wow.
What are we doing? Is the first question that leaps to mind.
I am in awe. Well, I'll tell you, we are being incredibly persistent. That's what we are doing.
Yeah, it's like we don't know any better.
Nobody has told us to stop.
Why can't someone pull us aside?
Give us a good stern lecture?
Heart to heart.
Listen, guys.
Until that day comes, we move forward.
Yes, ever forward with the flopping.
Ever forward into year 8. But before we leap into our anniversary merriment, let's start as normal with National Whatever Day.
National Whatever Day!
You know who brings me merriment, Kevin?
Merriment? No.
Who brings me merriment? Well, it's a guy who's having a 55th birthday on May 13th.
Another birthday. All right. We're
talking about Stephen Tyrone Colbert. He's turning 55.
Stephen Colbert?
Yep. Formerly of the Colbert Report.
Yep.
Now he's on The Late Show.
Now he does. Yeah, he took over David Letterman's show.
Yes.
What was The Late Show with David Letterman. Now that's Colbert's show. Same theater. I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
I saw a little bit of the old show. I was never a regular Colbert Report viewer.
I would catch it when I could, and I always enjoyed it when I did.
Well, Colbert Report, he's doing that crazy character all the time.
Yes.
And that's a bit much to take. I don't think I couldn't deal with like a half hour of that every night. But now he's not doing the wacky character. Now he's being himself.
Yes.
On this new show, and I've seen next to none of it.
He's in a lot of other things, though.
Well, the first thing I knew him from would have been the Dana Carvey show.
Yes.
Back in the 90s, Dana Carvey gets his own bizarre primetime sketch comedy show. And it was Robert Smigel, Stephen Colbert, and Steve Carell.
Right.
Yeah, amazing cast on the show. And it was a great show. They did some bizarre things on that show.
I think we've talked about this on the show.
I think we have. And there's a documentary about it.
There is?
There's a documentary about the Dana Carvey show. I think it's called Too Funny to Fail.
Yeah. It's actually on my list of things that Stephen Colbert has been in himself.
You have a list of stuff there.
I do have a list of stuff.
And that was the show. I think that's where the Ambiguously Gay Duo started, the cartoon. And that was Colbert and Steve Carell do the voices of Ace and Gary, the Ambiguously Gay Duo.
Yes.
And then they moved that cartoon to Saturday Night Live.
Right.
After the quick demise of the Dana Carvey show.
He was Ace.
Was he? Okay, I couldn't have told you if he was Ace or Gary.
He was Ace.
All right. Well, what do you like from Colbert?
He was Broccoli Bob. Broccoli Rob on The Office.
Okay.
I know you're not a big Office fan, but I never really liked The Office.
Okay.
And
I know Broccoli Bill.
Yeah, we happen to know Broccoli Bill quite well.
A high feather fan like us is Broccoli Bill.
Broccoli Bill and Broccoli Rob. I wonder if there's any relation. But he also was, or possibly still is, a voice on BoJack Horseman, which I've recently got into. He's Mr. Witherspoon.
All right. I've not seen that either.
I'm just starting to get into it. But you know what I really love with Stephen Colbert? Americone Dream.
I don't know what that is.
That is a Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Oh.
It's named for Stephen Colbert.
Ah, all right.
So yeah, he's got his own ice cream. And he's having a 55th birthday.
Has Ben and Jerry's made an ice cream based on you yet?
Mm.
When are we going to get a cornflake ice cream? What would they call it?
Cereal Surprise.
Yep. What would be in it?
It would be made with cold brew, like cold brew coffee.
So a coffee flavored. That makes a lot of sense.
And it would have... What did it have?
I guess we're done. Coffee ice cream.
It's coffee ice cream. There you go.
We're just going to change the name. All right. That works. So, Cornflake, it's our anniversary.
Wow.
7 years of the Flopcast. Did you think that we would do the show this long when we started?
I honestly had no idea. Part of me back in 2012 thought, we'll probably do this for a little while and then we'll run out of ideas.
Yeah. Well, that part's correct.
Right.
We certainly ran out of ideas. What was that, like 5 years ago? Yeah, I had no idea how long we would be able to do this when we started. I remember that when I was just setting up the files to post the shows, and we started with episode one, and I labeled the file episode 001.
Yeah.
And I remember the mayor, Felicity, looked at the file, and she was like, really? You think you're going to get to 100 shows? You need those three digits? Really? And now here we are. It's episode 366.
But I remember being really excited about the fact that the show was going to be a routine thing, that it was going to come out once a week regularly, and that there wasn't going to be a lot of confusion about when the next show was coming along.
It's every single week.
It's
We've put
insane.
The show out. This show has come out every 7 days for 7 years.
No thanks to me, because there have been times where I've been sick, but you've always kept the show going.
We've never missed an episode. We've never missed a week. Like, we can look at this number, 366, that represents 366 weeks exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we've seen so much.
There are other podcasts where sometimes they take a break.
Yeah.
Those are the smart ones. Someone has to explain to us, you know, there's no penalty. It's not going to affect our income from the show at all. If anything, we'll save money. If we cut back a little bit.
I would lose my groove. If we were to ever take a break, I think I would have difficulty getting back into my groove. It took me a long time to get this awesome.
Well, you did it.
Right?
One thing about doing the show every week, I feel like we just got started.
Yeah.
You know, this does not feel like a 7-year-old show to me. And I think it's because there's no break.
Right.
And so we finish a show and it's time to make the next show.
Exactly.
And so we never stop because we're idiots. And so, you know, we haven't had time to feel like we've been doing this a while.
Right.
Because it's always time to make another show.
And there are always new things happening. And we don't have the sort of show that's really confined to any one particular subject. I mean, the show could pretty much go in any direction.
Yeah. Maybe that's why nobody listens.
Maybe.
I'm not saying that's the only reason.
We should, though, give credit to our flop community. We do have listeners, and they're really, I think...
We have a tiny, dedicated audience,
and
we love them.
That's the kind of audience that I want.
Hello, we're doing this for you.
And I feel...
All six of you.
Right. Let it never be said that I take that for granted, because... I'd rather have that. I'd rather have a small, committed group of individuals that enjoy the program.
Yeah. Than have a giant but slightly ambivalent audience.
Yes.
And be wealthy and successful.
Well, when you put it that way. Yeah.
Like Colbert's fans, they're not as into the Colbert show as Flopcast listeners are into the Flopcast.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah. You're a Colbert fan and you never watch the show.
I know. It's See? True. It's true.
There are no Flopcast fans that never listen to the Flopcast.
When we do have events or we do attend conventions, we get to hang out with the people that listen to this show. I think these are friends I would not have unless I was one of the co-hosts on the Flopcast.
That's been, besides the massive financial benefits, the real perk to doing this show has been the connections. And yeah, when we go to conventions, especially meeting all these fellow geeks... you know, we give out our wacky ribbons. New ribbons coming out very soon, by the way.
Ooh.
The new Flopcast 2019 ribbons are in development. I have an idea. We haven't made them yet, but I have an idea.
Well, you have the best ideas, and this show is still alive, largely thanks to you. I pretty much just show up and kind of fill in the cracks in between.
That's what we need you to do. You're doing what you're supposed to do.
The fact that we still have this show means that I get to hang out with you, my friend, and joke around. And
which we would not do if we weren't recording it. What would be the point of having a pleasant conversation if not to release it to an audience? Why waste our time? You know? Want some stats?
Yes.
You know, we like about once a year or so, these anniversary shows, we like to look at the stats. Here's one. If you were going to listen to the whole first 7 years of the Flopcast, that would take over 235 hours. That's how much content we've produced. There's 168 hours in a week. So if you were listening 24 hours a day, around the clock, no breaks, you do nothing but listen to one Flopcast after another, well over a week that would take you. What a week that would be. Get
Some
on that, people.
Get assigned community service and it's less hours than that.
Yeah. Are there judges out there that as punishment or stuff?
I've heard.
Ordering people to listen to continuous Flopcast?
Then they bang the gavel. Case closed.
That's an excellent deterrent.
Case closed, go flop.
For evildoers. So yeah, about 235 hours in total of Flopcast programming thus far. The average length of a Flopcast episode is about 38 and a half minutes.
I was going to guess 32 minutes.
Here's our segments. Mm-hmm. National Whatever Day.
Right.
That's your segment. That has appeared in, counting this episode that we're doing right now, 304 shows have included National Whatever Day.
You know, I'm generally pretty embarrassed, Kevin, when I end up repeating a National Whatever Day that I've done before. But when you point out that I've done 304 of these,
yeah,
I don't feel so bad.
Only half of those have been Stephen Colbert's birthday. So not a lot of reruns.
Right.
Just some, a few.
So many food days.
A lot of them are about food.
A lot of them are food or celebrity birthdays.
Let's see. Chickens in the News. We have done 65 episodes with Chickens in the News.
And some may say that we maybe should do more of those.
We're overdue.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a few weeks. Several weeks.
We got all caught up in Capes or Apes.
Yeah, yeah. Capes or Apes, we've done 5 times. And the current tally is 3 capes, 2 apes. Turkeys in the News, we've done just 5 times.
Ah.
So step it up, turkeys. Get out there and do something interesting.
not too interesting.
So we can discuss it.
Nobody needs to get hurt.
The Pudding Pages, we've done 38 times.
I feel like we did more than that.
It does feel like more than that, but yeah, according to my database anyway, 38 times, 38 episodes have the Pudding Pages. What's in the Bag? 51 episodes.
Yeah.
Include a bag.
That's the stuff.
And second only to National Whatever Day would be the top 4.5 list. That has appeared in 75 episodes.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
And yet, so I thought we did more Pudding Pages and fewer lists. So.
Well, the numbers don't lie.
I know.
Or maybe they do. I have no idea how accurate these are. A couple more stats for you. I looked at the top countries around the world for Flopcast downloads. We've done this before.
Yes, this always has me interested.
Previous anniversary shows. Now, this is not all time. This is not all 7 years. I'm just looking back at the past year.
Okay.
Here's the top 10 countries for Flopcast downloads. Well, count them down like Casey Kasem, you know? So let's go number 10, Indonesia.
Wow.
How about that? That's new to the top 10, I think.
I like that.
I don't recall Indonesia being on previous lists of the top 10 countries.
Welcome, Indonesia.
Hello to our Indonesian friends. That was cool. Number 9 is Germany.
Cool.
Number 8 is Greece. It's kind of a surprise.
That's neat.
What's going on in Greece that they're listening to the Flopcast?
I love it.
I've been there.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe that's what. Did I drop off Flopcast cards in Greece? I don't remember.
You must have.
I must
because
have.
Because it wasn't me.
That's the only place I've been to in Europe, by the way.
Oh.
I've been to one European country. It's Greece. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
What kind of maniac goes to Europe and only goes to Greece?
You.
Well, hello.
Right.
Yeah, and that's my reward is they're at number 8 on our list. Number 7 is China.
Yeah, I thought China was going to rocket up to number 1 this year. You still have time, China.
China is so huge that even, I mean, essentially nobody's listening in China. And yet, that's still enough people to to rank number 7 on our list. Number 6, Canada. We love Canada.
Yeah, we do.
I haven't been there in several years. It's been a while since I've made it that far north.
I have not been there since 1996 or 1997.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let's go back.
Yes.
We're going to go up there. We're going to find Brian Adams. We're going to find Anne Murray.
Can we find all of the Bare Naked Ladies?
The Bare Naked Ladies are up there. Celine Dion.
Sarah McLachlan.
Sarah's up there. Triumph.
It's true. Tragically Hip.
Yeah, Tragically Hip. Rush.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we love Canada.
We do.
They're wild up there. Number 5 is Sweden.
That's so great.
How about that?
I love that.
Our Scandinavian friends. I know at one time Finland was very high on the list, and they've dropped out of the top 10. but Sweden taking up the slack.
I'm so glad.
I love that region. I've never been there, and yet I'm so impressed by Scandinavia.
I have friends from Finland.
Those people, those countries, they've figured things out.
Yeah, they really have.
They know how to make things work. Everybody's happy.
What are we doing
here? What's going on? Let's get out of here. Go over there.
Yeah.
We'll be the new ABBA. You could be the dancing queen.
I am the dancing queen.
You know it.
No matter where I go.
Number four is the UK.
Makes sense.
Absolutely. They speak the language?
Yeah.
I've never been there. Have you been there?
No.
No? We should go.
Yes.
UK at number four. Number three. Oh, staying right in that neighborhood. Number three is Ireland.
That's so awesome.
How about that? Ireland sneaking up to the number three spot.
Do you think they liked our commitment show?
They must have been very excited that we dedicated an episode to the commitments. Yes, I think you figured it out how we got the attention of the Irish.
That's what brought them in.
Maybe they noticed my big giant Irish potato head.
Maybe.
Those are my people.
They're also my people.
The pale, pasty people. Yeah, I've certainly never been to Ireland either. Oh, I saw U2 last year. That's pretty close.
Yeah, that is. There you go.
I love Black 47.
I've found a few four-leaf clovers in my time.
Sure. Lucky Charms, I'm a fan of.
Good stuff.
I feel like we're losing Irish listeners by the minute as I
like Celtic music.
Tried out this list of Irish cliches. Ireland at number three. We like them.
And they like us.
I guess. Number two.
Japan.
No. Surprise. Japan has dropped out of the top 10.
Oh.
Number two is Australia.
Australia.
That's still very good. Come on.
Australia, that is really cool.
Japan is cool. Australia, super cool.
Yes.
Wow, you know we're into Australia.
Yeah, we are.
All right, forget all those Irish bands. Here's who we really like.
Yeah, no kidding.
Come on, where to begin? The big three for me. You got Men at Work.
Right.
You got Midnight Oil.
Yep.
And then, you know, our boyfriends there, Air Supply.
Yes.
Our true loves, you and I. Our Russell and Russell.
Yes, yes.
Plus they have wombats.
Right.
And that's like the best thing you could have. And I know kangaroos are cool, wallabies are cool. The quokka.
Yes.
You know the quokka?
I presume the quokkas are listening.
A lot of quokkas are listening.
Yeah. I've heard they really like the show.
My friend Mary Ellen, she went to Australia last year. And she was just looking for quokkas. Look up the quokka, people. It's not one of the best-known Australian animals, but they're just adorable.
Yes.
There's these little things. They're running around.
Cute.
Very cool, but I still prefer a wombat. Thank you. Hmm. Number one, probably not surprisingly, would be the U.S. Here in America, where we are arguably U.S.-based.
Yes.
That's our biggest country for Flopcast downloads. By far, we should say.
Thank you, our country.
Yes. That's where we are. That's where our people are. Now, if we take the U.S., we can break this down by state, as we often do.
Yes.
Are you ready for the top 10 states for Flopcast downloads?
Give it to me.
Again, this is just in the past year.
Okay.
Number 10, Michigan.
Hey, hey.
We've been there.
We have friends there.
We have friends there. We've been there.
Yes.
We like it.
We do.
It's broken into two pieces. That's weird.
Yes.
What's going on in Michigan?
Lakes.
They have the Great Lakes.
Right.
Lake Michigan is separating the mitten part
right
from the UP, Upper Peninsula.
The part that looks like a squirrel.
Does it look like a squirrel?
I think noticed. It does.
It looks a little bit like a squouse.
I think you're right.
Which is a squirrel-mouse hybrid. We love our friends in Michigan. They're at number 10.
Indeed.
Number 9 is Ohio.
Cool.
I know you've been there. I just went there for the first time last year. I made my Ohio debut just about a year ago. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I went to Ratzy's store in Oberlin, Ohio, and that's about it. That's all I saw.
I like Eddie from Ohio.
We like Eddie from Ohio a lot.
But they are from Virginia.
They're not actually from Ohio. Number 8 is Florida.
Very nice.
I've been there.
I enjoy Florida. I went there and had Christmas one year.
Christmas in Florida sounds lovely. Number 7 is Pennsylvania. I was just there like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and you downloaded the show a whole bunch and then you came home.
I was specifically there to download the Flopcast and boost our downloads for the state of Pennsylvania.
You laugh. I sent someone to North Dakota once to download our show.
Yeah, a few years ago we had zero downloads from North Dakota, so you dispatched someone to North Dakota.
I did.
Like, you didn't call someone who was there. You sent someone.
Yes.
You must travel like 2,000 miles to North Dakota and download our stupid show.
And he did it.
Yeah, there it showed up on the stats. Oh, yeah, there it is. We got a download. Thank you. I'm not sure if we've gotten any more since then. I'll have to check.
I'll send him back.
North Dakota, I will reveal right now, is not in the top 10 for Flopcast downloads. But Pennsylvania is at number 7, and we love Pennsylvania. I've been there many times.
Sure do.
Usually very quick, weird trips. I was just there to see George Harab. I went down there to see the Electric Light Orchestra. I went there to see the Hooters.
The band.
The band? Yes. I went down there to look at...
Owls.
Yeah. Yeah, girls in bikinis serving buffalo wings. Yeah, the band, the Hooters from the 80s. Philadelphia's favorite sons, the Hooters. They will not come up here to play, so I went down there to see them. We love Pennsylvania. Number 6 surprised me. But see, can you figure this out, Cornflake? At number 6, Oklahoma.
Huh?
How'd that happen? And don't get me wrong, Oklahoma, welcome. Hello. We're delighted that you're listening. I've never been there.
Nor have I.
I don't know anyone there that I can think of. How did they find us in Oklahoma?
I don't know. Oklahoma people.
Are cows listening?
No, there's people there.
They have people, sure.
Tell us how you found us. This is a thing. I must know.
They're at number 6.
Hi, Oklahoma. We think you're great.
I hope to get out there sometime. Thus far, I've had no reason to go to Oklahoma.
No, we do. We have listeners. We have to meet our people, Kevin. Right.
See if we can work that out. Number 5 is Nevada. Also sort of a surprise. I've been there.
I've not.
Once. I may be returning sometime soon. I may have business in Nevada later this year. Mm. Maybe. I was in Nevada in 2011 for the James Randi Educational Foundation. They used to do their big annual convention. It was the Amazing Meeting, you know, named after the Amazing Randi. But the convention was at a casino that was off the strip, all by itself, middle of the desert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, you walk outside this casino, there's just nothing there.
That sounds kind of cool in its own way.
And when you try to breathe, you just die.
Okay, that's not so cool.
Because it was July.
I would have difficulty with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do want to go to Vegas.
Then you go back inside, and you still can't breathe because you're in a casino and everybody's smoking.
Yeah. I need to find the part that doesn't smoke.
Let's find the part of Nevada where you can breathe. That's the part that eluded me on my one trip out there, but I'm there must be somewhere you can breathe.
Yes.
Hey, Nevada people, tell us where we can breathe.
Yes.
And we shall return. I actually really might be back there later this year.
Wow.
But we'll see. Number 4 is New York.
Hats off to New York.
Sure.
We like you.
That's where the Colbert Show is.
Huh. Life goals.
He moved into Letterman's old studio.
Good point.
There you go. You can go to New York and go see Stephen Colbert.
I can.
Do that sometime.
And I might.
Report back to us. Number 3 is Georgia.
Oh,
now that makes sense.
ESO network.
Yeah, our own network is largely Georgia-based. There are a few satellite outposts like us. You know, we're way up here in New England. And there are other shows that are scattered about farther away. But the heart of the network is Georgia, the Atlanta, Georgia area. And of course, I'm down there every year at Dragon Con. So we have many friends and many connections in Georgia. I don't remember if you've been to Georgia.
No.
How'd you get to Florida? Were you flying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See,
I don't really count that.
I picture you driving everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think you have to drive through Georgia to get to the Carolinas if you do it right.
No, they come first.
if you do it correctly.
The way you drive, though, would not surprise me if you had somehow worked Georgia into your trip to the Carolinas.
Nope.
Number 2, Cornflake, what do you think?
Oh, I know where we have a lot of friends.
Yeah?
California?
Nope.
What?
Number 2, Massachusetts.
Whoa!
Yes.
Land of Chicken Town.
I believe this is not the first time. We've been displaced for a few years now, I think.
Yeah.
But Massachusetts number 2. And I guess it makes sense that we should have a lot of people listening here.
I'm glad for that.
I listen.
I do too.
I download the show every week and listen. I can't wait to hear what we're going to do next.
At least for me, I get to hear what the show sounds like in post.
After I viciously edit the whole thing.
Well, can't
into
believe.
Oblivion. I try to make us sound coherent. And believe me, that's quite a puzzle to work out every week. So yeah, Massachusetts number 2. And yeah, California, as you mentioned. California number one. Sure.
We are so popular on the other coast.
Well, California is a giant state with an awful lot of people.
A lot of wonderful people.
And some of them are listening. So hello.
Hi.
California. I'm a big fan of California. I've been there many times.
Do you think that the listenership there is growing in hopes that we will relocate Chickentown to California someday?
They want us out there on the West Coast.
Do you think? Flopcast West Coast style?
I know a lot of people have moved from here to California, and they're probably right. Because what are we doing? Suffering through the miserable, horrifying winters, you know? I know you've been to California.
Yes.
How much of it have you seen, though? I don't remember where you've been.
Mostly in and around Los Angeles, yeah. Like Long Beach.
Yep. Did you do like a Three's Company opening credits montage while you were in California?
Yeah, you should have seen the bikini I wore.
Yeah, the bikini. You do like the leg like the flamingo.
Yep.
Priscilla Barnes looking at the flamingo at the zoo.
Yes.
Yep. You flip over on the hammock like Jack Tripper.
You know me.
Sure.
Me in a hammock.
It's probably the best thing you can do in California. Just reenact the Three's Company opening credits. You could dress like Don Knotts.
Like I do every day? That's like not a change for me, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You listeners can't tell, but Cornflake is dressed like Don Knotts. I am dressed like Mrs. Roper.
I'm feeling very furly.
Absolutely. Possible name for this episode. Good job.
My eyes are huge. I love Don Knotts.
All right. There's our stats for this, our anniversary show. I had one thing this week. You know what I did this week?
What'd you do?
Or I guess about a week ago at this point. I've never done this before, but Cornflake, have you ever done an escape room?
I've heard that this is a growing trend.
This is a big thing now. They're everywhere. The escape room. This is something people do.
They make me nervous.
As they should. I'm trying to picture how you would do in an escape room, and I can't figure out if you would have the time of your life like Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes, or if you would just be all panicky and miserable.
I would equate an escape room to a nap room, because I would probably get pretty impatient pretty quick and
just
realize
and take a nap.
That, you know, I'm not getting out of here, I'm just going to rest
can
for a while.
Dim the lights, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe set up my hammock.
We got invited to join some friends of ours and attempt an escape room. And so we went. Felicity had been in at least one escape room before. One or two, I think.
Do you think that's where the band Escape Club got their name?
It's all I could think about was the Escape Club. Yeah, the Wild Wild West.
Well, that's all I think about all the time.
They actually, there's a speaker up in the corner of the escape room, and they are just blasting Escape Club Wild Wild West the whole time you're in there.
See, now you're making me kind of like the idea of
it really adds a degree of difficulty.
I would go with my wild, wild hair and dance to the beat that I like best.
At one point, they switched to Escape the Pina Colada song.
Yeah, that would probably make me clear out pretty quickly.
Really? See, I preferred that.
Yeah.
Would you rather listen to Wild Wild West than the Pina Colada song?
God, no contest. Escape really? Club, hands down.
Oh, this is maybe the biggest difference between Kevin and Cornflake. We have to do another installment of the difference between Kevin and Cornflake, because we have radically different ideas of which escape song we're going to enjoy.
I used to like the Pina Colada song.
Yeah.
And then I realized just how much they were picking on yoga and Doornail. Our Doornail is a yoga instructor. And now, like, I feel offended on her behalf whenever I hear that song. It's like, I think you can be into yoga and champagne both, guys. Come on.
That's the biggest problem you have with the escape
song? Yes, it irritates me.
But every line of that song is horrifying. That's the least of its offenses, I would argue. Nevertheless, that's all they play at the escape room is Escape Club and Rupert Holmes all day, every day. Yeah, we go to the escape room. There's a guy there. One thing that I learned that I didn't realize is because I know they put you in a room and you have to figure out how to get out of the room. It's all pretend in that they don't really lock the door.
Oh.
Yeah, I was surprised. He brings us in and then he indicates the door that we just walked through. The door closes and then he says, by the way, this door will be unlocked through the whole thing. You can leave whenever you want. And I said, what?
What kind of escape room experience is this?
Yeah, I made him repeat. I said, wait, stop. Like, did I hear this wrong? I said, okay, so the door is not actually locked. And he went, nope.
Is this some kind of warped psychological trick?
He said, I think the fire marshal might have a problem with us actually locking you in this room. So it's just pretend. You don't walk out until you actually have solved it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cheat codes.
Rupert Holmes and the Escape Club would be very disappointed in you, but you could open up the door whenever you want. My prediction going in was that I would be largely useless through the entire process. There were four of us. We had a team of four, and I was pretty sure I would be useless, if not outright in the way and causing a problem by being there. And I think I was absolutely correct.
Right. You proved to yourself you were right.
Yes. Yes. Because it's a lot of like puzzle solving and finding stuff and putting things together. And now here's a number code that we have to solve. It's that kind of stuff, you know. And I'm just trying to get out of the way.
Sometimes that's the best thing you can do.
So that the competent people...
I'd have done the same as you, Ken.
Could go about the business of escaping. So yeah, Chris and Felicity were doing the lion's share of the work, I think. Andrea was also being very helpful. I was doing next to nothing. And I was kind of whispering to Andrea some sarcastic comments. Meanwhile, the guy's watching you from outside the room. Mm-hmm. There's cameras in the room. And he will come over a speaker if you're doing so poorly that you need to be pushed along.
Oh, wow.
Every once in a while, he'd be like, guys, you might want to take another look at those numbers over there. You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. The room was talking to you.
Yeah. I was also reminded of MacGruber quite a bit. Do you know MacGruber?
I don't.
It's the MacGyver parody that Will Forte would do on Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
And they made a whole movie. There was a MacGruber movie, which I have not seen.
Was it called MacGruber?
It was called MacGruber.
It's called MacGruber.
Yeah. Some people love it.
I just love the name.
It looks like it would be the stupidest movie in history.
But it's probably hysterical.
And yet, I've heard that people absolutely love it.
This sounds like something I want to see.
So, I don't know. I like Will Forte, and the SNL sketch was very funny. But they would just be trapped in a room. It'd be MacGruber and his assistants would be trapped in a room, and then it would explode.
Kind of hard to make a movie out of that.
Yeah, they made a whole movie.
Wow.
Yeah, but it
kind of sounds like Night at the Roxbury.
The whole situation, yeah, did feel a little MacGruber-ish to me. Did we actually escape?
I was wondering that, this whole story.
I'll never tell.
Okay.
In a way, I'm still in that room, Cornflake.
And that guy is still trying to nudge you along.
Guy's still yelling at me to stop crying.
Yep.
Would I do this again?
Probably.
Sure, perhaps. Why not? I mean, it's fun enough, you know, right. Something goofy to do with your friends. Why not? But again, fair warning to anyone who knows me, I'm not much help.
Same.
If you need someone to make sarcastic comments, I'm your guy. I'm there.
If you need someone to panic, I'm there. If you need someone who's actually going to help, you're going to need the mayor for that.
Team Flopcast will provide panic and sarcasm for your next escape room event.
It's one-stop shopping when you think about it.
That is our promise to you. Cornflake, I have a show coming up.
Yes, you do.
Very soon now. We are like less than 2 weeks away from God's Comics.
So excited.
Saturday, May 25th at the Hearing Room in Lowell, Massachusetts. This is my band, God's Comics. We perform literally once every 10 years. And this is one of those years.
Yes.
We did a show in 1999. We did a show in 2009. Here we are in 2019. Time for another show. This will be a whole night of covers of Elvis Costello songs, Men at Work songs, Australia's own Men at Work,
yes. You know,
from our, where were they? Number 2 ranked country for Flopcast downloads. Australia brought us Men at Work. We're doing Elvis Costello. We're doing Men at Work. We're doing the Monkees.
And it's you and Sean Fullerton.
This will be me and Sean from the Basics, who used to play at my old open mic night back in the 90s. And also Adam Fullerton is going to be joining us that night.
Cool.
I can reveal. There will be at least 3 of us performing as God's Comics. It's going to be a crazy fun night. I hope everybody can join us there.
I'll be there.
Oh, great. The Hearing Room in Lowell, Massachusetts.
I will even go to Lowell. Only for you.
I swore I would never return after I escaped.
Or they kicked me out. One of the two.
Like Rupert Holmes, you got out of there, but now you're back for Pina Coladas.
Getting caught in the rain.
And God's Comics, Saturday, May 25th. See you there. Cornflake, get us out of here.
Okay.
Escape.
So you can escape to flopcast.net. That's where we are on the internet. We're also on facebook.com/flopcast. Good place to go if you want to engage us in conversation. Or find us on Twitter. Our handle is @flopcast. And we're also on Instagram. The_flopcast is where you're going to find us.
Yes, and Cornflake, it's been 7 years of the Flopcast.
It has.
Happy anniversary.
We don't know how to stop.
Off we go. See you next week, year 8.
Peace and cookies.
Greetings, Starfighters. It's Sean from the Rusted Robot Podcast. Join me and the Rusty crew as we break down the latest geeky movie trailers, talk about TV, comics, toys, games, casting news, and all things nerdy. Find us on all your favorite podcast apps, the ESO Network, and at therustedrobot.podbean.com. The Rusted Robot Podcast, your source for geek since 2014.
The Rusted Robot Podcast. Think about it.
And this, Cornflake, is your 7th anniversary edition of the Secret After Show. Welcome.
Hi. Well, I have something to talk about. I didn't know if you had something
No, I got nothing.
So, okay. You were talking about your escape room experience.
Yes.
And being shut into a room, even one that I could just walk out of at any time, I probably would still panic. But I discovered this past week that there's kind of an outdoor version of it, like an outdoor puzzle game where you can download this app, and it's called Let's Roam. And in various cities, it's like a scavenger hunt. You walk around, and you can go on your own, or you can get a group of friends and all log in on the same hunt together using the phone app.
Have you done this?
I have.
Where did you do this? Chickentown?
The place that I did this was Oklahoma. Just kidding. No, I was up on the seacoast of New Hampshire.
All right.
One thing I would suggest, though, pick a dry day to do it. Wandering around in the rain with your phone is a recipe for disaster.
You were getting caught in the rain as you tried to escape.
Oh, boy.
See that?
I didn't even think of that.
You were on the dunes. You were working right from the script. The Rupert Holmes 1979 script.
But it's probably the most fun you could ever have going for a walk.
You were tired of your lady. So you went on a scavenger hunt.
And I was proud of the personal ad I wrote. It wasn't half bad.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.